I'll jump back in for one sec here. So tomorrow I'm going to be locked to the shop. I've got everybody in training, so it's just going to be me, the installer, and the guy who's retiring. So we're going to try to hold things down because everybody else is in training. If I can, I've got some work to bench work to do. I've got the new P25 machine, and then I've got I got to tune up the duplexer and the replacement GMRS machine. That's probably going to be the first order of business to get that thing back up and online, and then I can focus on getting the new P25 machine done. So we'll see. If I got any time at all, I'll be locked down at the shop. So you're welcome to stop in there, but I won't be able to get away. W8FU.
Sean, what did you end up finding to replace it? I didn't really come up with anything for you, I guess.
So we can finally fix this crap?
I have a TK-820 Kenwood that was surplus to my needs. It just sits around. I did it up on a snap repair, and I was going to dump it. And Phil has the old programming interface for it, so I ran it over there today. And we put it back on in the commercial band at GMRS, so that one's all tuned up on it. And I just got to tweak the duplexer a little bit and interface the All-Star. And then that one will be ready to go. And then I'm done with it. That's what's gonna be it.
Yeah, but the cable, what was the interface? Because, I mean, if we can make it easy enough to where TJ's just going to plug the damn thing in.
No, I'm talking GMRS repeater, Fred. He's replacing GMRS repeater. They pulled the Quantar out with.
I understand that, but that Quantar had an analog USB audio interface on it.